fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 14th of November. This is the hour we look forward to every week when we visit with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.com. I need to mention also our prepper tip of the day, by the way, is to make sure you acquire an alternative way to heat your home. Something that does not involve the power grid, does not involve natural gas delivered to your home by utility company. An alternative way to heat your home that you own and you control. That would be a really wise thing to do. Jeff Nyquist is a gentleman who began a quest more than 20 years ago to understand, comprehend, and report back to us on the true nature of the international communist conspiracy, and that's what we're going to talk about. If you've got a question or a comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
All right. This woman from Long Island, the communist woman who got elected for United States Congress, she's advocating free education and free health care for every person in this country, Jeff.
And probably for every person in every country that wants to come here, right?
Of course. Open borders. Borders discriminate.
Open borders.
All human beings? Aren't we all human beings?
Yeah, we all deserve to live off the dole, you know? As many freebies as we can get.
Well, Fox News is reporting that her and the 4 or 5 other communists, I'm going to call them what they are, communists elected last Tuesday, are going to cause severe problems for the Democratic Party trying to get anything done. And they say, well, that's okay. If the communists cause problems, that's okay. We'll get past that. We'll have new elections in 23 months. So the ignorance of the American electorate, it never surprises me. Does it surprise you, Jeff?
Well, especially all the dead people and illegal aliens who voted. I think there were about 4 million of those. This election is our elections are fraudulent overall anyway, because, you know, I don't know if you've seen the figures, but you know, the ACLU and the Obama Justice Department were preventing states from cleaning up their voter rolls because they needed those dead people and illegal aliens to win the local elections.
Yep. Well, I've been advocating paper ballots counted at the precinct, but unless you've got competent people in these important positions to make sure that dead people are no longer voting, that people voting are actually citizens, and that they're not illegal, they're not convicted felons. We are convicted felons in Florida demanding the right to vote, Jeff. It's things are turned upside down and on their head, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And you know, the funny thing is where are all these ex post facto votes coming from? I mean, we all of a sudden, the Democrats are finding millions of extra votes to win and overturn elections after the polls close. I mean, it seems to me, why not one Republican vote? Why are they all Democrat votes in every state this happens in?
I'm shocked. How can that happen?
Yeah. I think we have such fault. I think what happened was that even with the cheating, they couldn't win the way they wanted to. So they needed to increase their majority, so they just kept cheating. And you know, there's something about cheating, John, that that if you get away with it, you want more. You know, I got away with it before. I'm entitled to cheat. This is the way things work. And I think they've become so bold and brazen. I mean, it's really outrageous, really outrageous.
It is. It is. Well, what do you think the solution is, Jeff?
Well, if we had officials and judges and that follow the law, but of course, and actually applied the law, but I don't think in our country we have applied the right laws. I mean, I remember when I was in graduate school, we had laws, we had loyalty oaths, and they were supposed to be enforced because they were the law, but we were letting communists wear no oaths of allegiance to the Constitution of California and the United States to teach at the University of California, and they were breaking those oaths every day in the classroom, and there was no enforcement.
There should have been. And, of course, that continues to this day, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, they repealed those laws after the Cold War ended. The communists repealed the loyalty oath laws, so they don't exist anymore here in California, probably not in other states as well. That's my impression anyway. And I just know what it is here. I mean, as soon as, you know, we made laws in the 1950s, loyalty laws, that made it illegal for communists to hold certain positions, like teachers in our great universities or government jobs. And one by one, we peeled those away. Why? Why did we get rid of those laws? Well, you just have to take one look at Barack Obama and the crowd around him. And you know why we had to repeal the laws? Because we had to make it safe for those people to become government officials and teachers.
Well, that is the way it is, unfortunately. Going back to the way it should be is going to be a daunting task, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a daunting task. It you know what it really boils down to? The waking up of the American people. Just like happened in Brazil, there has to be a core of people, a large number of people, not just you and me, John, but hundreds of thousands, millions of people like us. We don't even need to be a majority. We just need to be several million people who have this very clear understanding about who the enemy is and what they've been doing and what it takes to save the country. And once you have that awakening of that number of people, a small percentage of the population, but a large number of people, then these communists would be defeated because there would be somebody with enough clout to call them out and to stand toe-to-toe with them and say, no, you're enemies of the Republic, be gone. You know, and, you know, like this thing about them showing up at Tucker Carlson's house. They think they control the streets. They think they can show up at your house and intimidate you or maybe harm you and your family. That's what they think. And they, you know, it's incredible. I, you know, and the lies that they have spread. I saw Steve Bannon at the Monk debates last night. I watched it on YouTube. I'm not sure what day this it was. The Monk debates were the day before the election, actually, and I was just watching it. And Bannon was talking about Trump's message and stuff, and they would not, the crowd, like, booed him when he tried to say that Trump is not a racist, that Trump's not, you know, like a Nazi. And he couldn't believe it. He was trying to explain Trump's agenda was for everybody. It wasn't, you know, it was for everybody except the elite. And I was amazed that large a number of people actually believed this propaganda that Trump is some kind of Nazi, that he's a racist. I mean, John, have you ever heard him say anything racist about black people? Have you? I mean, does this president show any racism that you can see?
No, no. And when you ask one of these people who believe that, they cannot give you any examples.
Yeah, it's just one of those. You know, these people, they don't think for themselves. It's like they're parrots. Repeat after me. They've heard it. They've heard some celebrity comic say it. You know, now, of course, the left is getting their news from comics, of course, people who are funny men, you know.
Right.
I mean, and then the actual news reporters themselves aren't very far from being comedians, right? Because, you know, comedians get laughs by exaggerating things. And that's what the media does. So now, what, CNN is suing the White House, you know, so that a very, very rude reporter, I mean, does the president have the right to say, I don't want to interview with that reporter, I don't want to talk to that reporter, he can be sued now for that?
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah, I just think, you know, there's freedom and then there's this, you know, what is this?
I don't know. We have a lot of work to do, Jeff, and a lot of education to do, a lot of people to inform. You and I will never run out of work to when it comes to this topic, will we?
No, no. And, of course, China and Russia, they're continuing to prepare for war. You see the news every day. There's more and more things happening. And my main concern with the Democrats getting into the House is the House originates spending bills, and that they're already talking about cutting defense programs, the House. They don't want to fund these defense programs. They don't want to fund our defense. Now, think of the irony of it. They're calling the president a traitor. They want to impeach him for being a Russian puppet, and they want to cut our defense, and the president doesn't. You know, it's just so insane. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. If I was writing a novel about the future in 1960, and I put all of this stuff in the novel, nobody would buy the novel, and everybody would say, what are you, nuts? That could never happen. Nobody would ever believe that could happen. You can't, you know, nobody's going to buy your novel. It's not, it can't happen. And here we are.
And here we are. And was the novel ever published there, Jeff?
No, I'm saying if in 1960 I wrote a novel.
Oh, if you had. Oh, if you had. Okay,
I
was thinking.
I was 2 years old in 1960, but if I, in 1960 I wrote,
oh.
Somebody had wrote a novel, right, depicting the events we're seeing now, nobody then would believe it possible, and they would say,
right.
You know, you need to do it something else and write about that. And that's never going to happen, and nobody's going to ever read the novel because nobody could remotely even believe that it could happen. It's irrelevant. Don't. You know, but no, that's exactly what has happened.
Okay.
You know,
initially, I thought you were talking about writing a novel from that period of time. Obviously, you're too young to have written something in 1960.
No.
Okay.
No, but
if
people back in those days with the mindset of 1960 could be described to them what's happening to the country now. Very few, if any, would understand it as possible. They would disbelieve such a prophecy or prediction because it would be unimaginable that we would have had a president like Obama, that we would have had an accusation against a president like Trump, and the people making the accusation would be the people disarming the country, trying to disarm it against the Soviets. And I call them Soviets on purpose because that's what they are.
Well, they are. They are, in fact. If you've got a question or comment for Jeff, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Jeff, you had two or three articles published recently. Any more on the way?
I'm working on one, but with all this happening, I've been doing research, so I haven't been writing the last couple of weeks. But the one I'm working on is about the origins of our constitutional system in the ancient world, and explaining how it came about. You know, how the ancient philosophers discovered the simple forms of the state, monarchy, aristocracy, and democracy, and they realized that all those forms of government suffer revolutions every two, three generations, and how they learned how to mix monarchy, democracy, and aristocracy together to form mixed government, or what we would call republican government, which is a system of checks and balances. And because what we have is a mixed government. The president is got the monarchical power. The legislature has, of course, the power of the people and the power of the elite. And we have, in addition, the Supreme Court, which is a concept the Romans didn't have, to put an additional check. And we've got federalism, which is even another check on the system, where the states have the power to make their own laws and to go against the federal government when the federal government is overstepping its boundaries.
Well, our Constitution was a brilliant piece of work that has stood the test of time. There's nothing wrong or broken with our Constitution. If anything's wrong or broken, it's the fact that the Congress, Senate, and the House of Representatives don't follow it. That's my assessment. What's yours?
Yeah, I think we haven't been following, or, you know, there's a certain lack of understanding about the Constitution and what it means. You know, you just take things like the right to bear arms. You know, we're supposed to have a militia, and the states are supposed to maintain it, and they don't. And it's, the National Guard is not it. I mean, if you read the law and you understand the history of it, that's just one element of the Constitution. There's all kinds of things we're supposed to be doing that we're not. And when you can make up, you know, this is a real problem. When the Supreme Court can now make up new rights, like the right to gay marriage, by changing the meaning of basic English words like the word marriage, which has always been defined as the union of man and woman, when you do that, you have introduced an arbitrariness to the law, where written words no longer mean what they mean, because you can change the meaning of words. We have entered into a period, too, where nobody understands Roman or Greek history anymore. Nobody reads it, not even our most supposedly learned people. And as a consequence, they don't even understand our own cultural heritage, and which is our central to our political heritage. The founding fathers read the Roman and Greek classics. They read Polybius. They read Cicero. They read Tacitus. They understood what tyranny was. They understood what a republic was. And they knew what they were doing, because they had these models from the past that they were using, that they were relying on. You know, all the countries of Europe in the time of the American Revolution were monarchies, you know, except for maybe, I don't know, if Venice was probably absorbed by Austria by then, but most of the countries, there were no republics, except maybe in Italy there was one or two. It was a landscape of, you know, monarchy is a principle of one man rule. That's what monarchy means. One guy at the top runs everything. And so we thought, you know, we have to go back to these older systems, to what the Greeks and Romans were trying to create. And we did create something special. But these people today that want socialism, they have no idea. Yeah, socialism, it's as old as Plato. Guess what? It's been tried and it doesn't work.
Right, right. Well, the founding fathers were very wise men who recognized the mistakes of the past. They recognized the success of the past, and they took that knowledge and they built on it, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And of course, it isn't about, you know, we fling this word democracy around, but it isn't a democracy. It's a representative. It has elements of look. It's only a democracy in on that Tuesday in November every other year when we vote. The rest of the time, the people don't get a vote. So that's our check. That's the people's check on the system. And when they start cheating that check, and we can no longer check the system, when the elite has become a Soviet elite that will not follow law and will not obey the will of the people, that's when we have a problem. That's when the Constitution is starting to grind to a halt. And that's what's happening. The Constitution has been checkmated by socialists in every level of government and now in the electoral machinery, who can thwart the will of the people to check the elite. The people vote for Donald Trump. That's a vote against this rising socialist elite that we have in this country. The deep state are the communists, and the communists are the deep state. That's the great secret they don't want you to know.
That's right, they don't. And they're doing a great job of covering it up, aren't they?
Yeah, and the media is right there with them.
The media is complicit up to their eyeballs. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener?
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of November, visiting with Jeff Nyquist. We're talking about the International Communist Conspiracy and all the subcategories thereof. If you've got a question or a comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Jeff, I need to ask you, are you working on a book, sir, kind of in the background?
Oh, yeah, I am. I've always got book projects going on. The book I wrote last, which is selling in Brazil and Germany, which I can't find an American publisher for, I do mean to publish it. It's called The Fool and His Enemy. And it's, of course, it's about our very foolish foreign policy and domestic policies, and how our enemy has gotten inside of us and has basically convinced us to do things that will destroy us. And in the German version of the book, it's a picture of George Bush smiling, standing next to Vladimir Putin, who's standing kind of behind him and has got his hand in the small of Bush's back. It is that statement that Bush made, that Bush had said that Putin is a good guy. I see into his soul or something like that. Bush, of course, admitted in his memoirs that he was wrong about Putin, that he had really been a fool. And it's kind of the essence of what we do over and over again. We let the Chinese and the Russians trick us, fool us. The minute we sit down to bargain with them, we're lost.
That's right.
Because they lie and they cheat, and we think they're going to keep their bargain. There's not a bargain they've made with us that they haven't cheated us or that they haven't used against us. It doesn't matter if we win every battle on the battlefield. We sit down at the table with them and we lose it all.
That's very true. That's very true. I guess maybe this is payback for all the treaties we signed with the Native Americans and then broke every one of them.
Well, I know we broke a lot of them, that's for sure. History is a very sad story of human nature mixing with power and wealth. And people, it almost seems like to get power and wealth, people are willing to do anything. And they do, and they have. And they seem to get away with it. That's part of it. They seem to get away with it in many instances. And
That's right.
It's very dismaying to many of us. When one of the things I advise people to read ancient history, to read the Greeks and Romans. That's Tacitus, Thucydides, Herodotus. And when you read these stories, what you discover is this. They're very honest. They don't have ideology in the ancient world. So they don't try to cover up for people. They pretty much present things the way they are. Thucydides was an Athenian general, and he depicts Athens quite horribly. He's pretty much tearing away all of the myths about how wonderful democratic Athens was, and it's really intriguing to see that the way a modern Christian person reacts to this is that they're shocked, because we're not used to having human nature depicted so baldly as that were done by these ancients. And I think in a way it's hard medicine, but it's good medicine, because we need to understand our own nature, that human beings are not very nice, and that to acknowledge our faults, our weaknesses, our sinfulness, is basic to getting control, getting the upper hand over that wickedness. Because if we don't admit what we're really like, we can't stop ourselves.
That's the first step, and it's a critical, not optional first step, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it was very important. I mean, you think about how small the ancient world, how few people there were. I mean, these great countries, it's kind of laughable. I was reading Babylon back at the time of a few centuries before Christ was the first city to cross over in the world to 200,000 population. And we think now of these cities we've got, millions and millions in New York and Los Angeles. And this is kind of laughable that we think of Babylon as only 200,000, and we forget that when the Roman Empire collapsed, all the cities that were, numbering up to a million fell down to under 30,000 population.
That's right. People scattered to the four winds.
Yeah.
They did. We had a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Well, my event in Dallas was wonderful. Got to meet a lot of new people, get reacquainted with old friends, and I know we got a lot of new listeners. We had as many as 35,000 people watching on the live stream. It was beautiful. Wonderful event, and we had a fundraiser Sunday night for Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. So that was wonderful also. So anyway, at my website at thelibertyman.com, you have the opportunity to take care of arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, and get a great night's sleep if you get an energy cleaner. That's what I sell. It's my home business. I just talked to Tom Berryhill yesterday. I'm getting a fresh delivery of energy cleaners over the weekend, so everything will be in stock and ready to ship. The energy cleaner helps mitigate pain. The energy cleaner helps you get a great night's sleep. That's what it does. issues that most American adults have most of the time. $285 shipping, shipping included for the energy cleaner. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you get. Twin size, full, queen, California king, the any travel size. You can place your order right there using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check or a money order. My address is right there at my website. And keep in mind the following. I offer from me to you personally. It does not involve a third party. A 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. In addition, I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.com. I just realized today that my new links page doesn't have Jeff's website on it. We'll get that corrected ASAP. In the meantime, if you've got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. We have a caller here on hold, Jeff. We've got Ron in Idaho. Good morning, Ron.
There's a lot of things to consider, the problems that you're talking about, the big problem. But there's a little saying, not many words, you might want to ponder and think about, and you see how it would work. And all it is teach them correct principles, and they will govern themselves. There's so much more involved, but you analyze and ponder about those words, you see how it would work. Excuse me. How it would work, and it would help. That's it. Thanks, man.
Okay.
We'll see you.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Any follow-up on that, Jeff?
Well, having the right principles is a very big thing. Yes, absolutely. And that's what a lot of people don't have now because of the false teaching that's gone around.
Analyze on about those words. See how it would work.
Where's this? We got some extraneous.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he didn't hang up.
Yeah. I think our engineer needs to cut that feed there. Okay, I think it's gone. yeah. Well, words to live by, right, Jeff?
Yes. And the principles, you know, this is why the study of history and the study of philosophy and, of course, the study of the Bible are important, because this is where we get all these fundamental principles that our civilization is built on. Civilization is built on principles. A caveman doesn't have any. You know, a somebody living in the Stone Age, well, that might be offensive to them. They probably have more principles than some of the people running around today. Or it's better to have no principles than false ones, which is what the communism, you know, is built on, false principles.
Right. False, unrealistic fantasy principles is what that is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very corrupting. You know, there are certain principles that create corruption. And, you know, that's the thing about communism, is communism creates a kind of its own form of corruption, because it wants to concentrate power in the hands of the revolutionaries who are going to then bring about man's salvation. And you think about that, how a man is going to save the human race. Think about that, a man, just a mortal man, not Christ, not the Messiah, but a mortal man that's going to save the human race. There's something really profoundly wrong with the idea. But this is what these Marxists want. They've got a kind of despair in themselves, because they don't believe in the supernatural. They don't believe in the spirit. They don't believe in the soul. They don't believe in God. And so what they believe in is the revolution. Now think about that. Revolution, violence, overthrowing things. They're going to be God. That's their whole thing. It's really dark. It's very, very dark.
It is.
They're not even conscious of it. They're not even aware of it.
Jeff, I had occasion 4 or 5 years ago to attend the funeral of an atheist that was presided over by an atheist. It was one of the saddest public events I've ever been to. It was very sad and very dismal.
Well, what did they do at this funeral?
Well, there was no prayers. Prayers were not allowed. In fact, they made sure that nobody was allowed to speak because they were concerned, I imagine, that a Christian would offer some kind of prayer. But so they controlled the event and talked about what a great guy he was. And there was no mention of afterlife or anything of that nature. Like I said, very sad.
Well, that's the dismal world. You know, you have when you come down to this belief system of atheism, you have two choices. You can be a hedonist or you can be a communist revolutionary. You know, you can either live for yourself or you can try to save the world and be the God that you don't believe exists anymore. And of course, that's crazy. And that, excuse me, I had a frog in my throat. That's a crazy way to live. And they've created an entire system. And you know, it's very funny. If you look at the great tyrants of history, you go back to Nebuchadnezzar, or Julius Caesar, Alexander the Great, and then Hitler, all of these people wanted to be a god or believed that they were. You know, Alexander was kind of crazy. Alexander the Great believed that he was half god because his mother told him some story or other.
Right,
and,
right.
And even his friends tried to joke him out of it. And as he went from success to success, he came to believe it, and it made him crazy. You know, and Julius Caesar had that craziness. You know that they even deified him afterwards.
Right.
So
we even have a month named after him, July.
We do, and this deification of the tyrant. This is something that is closely connected, I believe, with the ambitions of the communists. They have an ambition very similar to that of Nebuchadnezzar and Julius Caesar and Alexander the Great and Hitler. You know, a lot of people describe Hitler as a sort of leader of a kind of religion. And there was a kind of deification. You know, the Führer was, you know, he was like a god. He was like a living god. And that was very much part of the Nazi thing. So we have to remember this glorification of the ruler, which we saw, the communists call it the cult of personality. You saw it with Mao and you saw it with Stalin. These people become... You know, there's a megalomania. These psychopaths that murder millions of people. Once you start worshiping a man, you are creating a monster, really, in essence.
Most of the time. That's unfortunate. It's an unfortunate truth. Yes. Well, we need to avoid that. I've heard referred to as cult of personality, and... We need to make sure we avoid that, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, I know people adore their leaders. That's one thing. But this thing that goes on in a tyranny where one man has this godlike power over the life and death of everybody else and everybody's aware of it, you begin with, you know, when you study Stalin, for example, you find that the desire to flatter the ruler, it becomes a kind of instinctive. That you praise him, and there's no place to stop praising him. You know, there's no cutoff point where you don't say that he has these qualities that are superhuman qualities, and that's what they did with Stalin, and it got to be so exaggerated that even Stalin was annoyed that it was so exaggerated. But that's what people do when you give somebody that much power. And so, and that's why our founding fathers made a constitution that limited the power of all branches of government.
Well, didn't they offer President Washington to be called with some kind of royal name handle for himself that he rejected?
Yes, absolutely. Washington, you know, when the army wanted to make him king, so to speak, He puts on his glasses and he said, my sight has grown dim in the service of my country. And he got them all weeping and feeling ashamed of, you know, what they had done.
Right. Well, a lesser man may have accepted the office of king, couldn't they? Wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, it's a thing that we have today now that we're the people are becoming so dumb that they're susceptible to monarchy and tyranny now. And it's the military dictatorship, the despotism, is where we seem to be headed, it seems to me.
I can imagine an offer to be king made to Hussein Obama or Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton. They would have sweep it up in a heartbeat, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, you know, the adulation for Obama that we saw, which I think is just a fraction of what we're going to see for other future would-be socialist rulers, you know, I remember somebody on the internet did this thing where they showed all the magazine covers with Obama being depicted as Christ, as a kind of Messiah figure. And I was shocked. I had no idea that this had gone on, that it was that extensive. But it really was extensive. And it's just, you know, the suggestion in a picture, in a magazine cover, of likening Obama to Christ. It really was a phenomenon. It happened in we're talking about every magazine, just about every major magazine in the country at one time or another did this with it, with an image, with the imagery of the cover.
Right.
And it wasn't accidental. It was not. And you know, that's how many on the left came to feel about Obama. You know, he was going to save them. He was going to bring the great socialist deliverance. And of course, for those that didn't understand where he wasn't socialist enough, fast enough for them, they didn't like him. But for the most part, he was adored. He is adored. And that's why he's not disappearing. It's a funny thing. He's a former president who's acting like he's the current president.
Well, I don't pretend to be a historian, but I'm not aware of any president who remained in Washington, D.C. when his term was over. Are you?
I don't think so. I no, there's none. They all go home. Every president until Obama, when their term of office is done, they go home.
Now, we had, early in the 19th century, there were former presidents who ended up being back in the United States Congress, I believe.
Yeah, but really, John Quincy Adams did. Yeah.
Right. Now, you know, we're looking at 200 years ago, and circumstances have changed dramatically since then, haven't they?
Yeah, well, the presidency has become, I think there's something more about it. It's become, well, the presidency, they've discovered constitutionally that the president can do things that they didn't think he could do back then, as we know ever since FDR. So it is an extremely powerful office. And some have called it the imperial presidency. But I suppose now what we have now is the people and the president are united against the elite. And it's the one attempt to straighten the system. And so we need a powerful president. We need the people to be vocal.
We do. We do need the people to be vocal. It's not optional. It is definitely not optional. Our last break coming up here in about a minute or so, Jeff. Any words of wisdom you want to get out to our listeners before we wrap up this show?
Oh, well, I would say, you know, don't lose heart about the election results, this cheating and stuff. This is just use it as energy to fight harder. We need more people to get involved. We need to fight harder. We need to prevent this from going forward. They cannot be allowed to behave this way, to get away with, you know, to be scofflaws and get away with breaking the law and bending the rules to acquire power. If we allow that, the end of the road is a socialist dictatorship in which we all lose our freedom and many of us will lose our lives. So we have to oppose it. And there's no doubt that socialism here ends in dictatorship. You just look at the people that went to Tucker Carlson's house. What do you think they're backing? They're backing a socialist dictatorship. They're backing, you know, Mao, Stalin-type system.
You know, over the weekend, I met the leader of the Oath Keepers, and we had several lengthy conversations. I believe they may be sending people to the Mexican-American border. I'm not going to talk about where I know where, but they're working with ranchers down there, and they may be sending the Oath Keepers down there to help maintain order and prevent these criminal communists from getting into the country, at least at one ranch.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's the involvement. You know, that Oath Keepers is very good, because the dilemma is if a communist got into power and ordered the army or law enforcement to do something that was unconstitutional or illegal, you know, well, how would they react? And it's good for them to reinforce each other in maintaining their oath, because the oath of allegiance is to the Constitution, not to the man in the White House or,
that's right,
or in the governor's,
that's right,
office.
Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You only live twice.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 14th of November. Down to the last 3 minutes here, Jeff. 3 minutes to get out whatever these Americans listening to us need to hear, sir.
Well, definitely people need to inform themselves. And I want to bring up at the end of the show here something about what we heard yesterday from Merkel and Macron, the French president. The French president made some very strange statements. They were talking about a European army. Merkel was talking about this. And this is a very sinister thing, this European army, because it's there's no such thing as a European nation. And to combine Europe into a nation, and of course Macron making a statement that America is one of the countries Europe needs to be defended against, which was quoted in the press, you know, it's shocking that a French president would say that a European army is needed to defend United States, to defend Europe from the United States. I mean, has been defending Europe for,
Well, more than a century, going back to 1917, of course, and it's an absurd statement. And Trump threw it right back in his face, telling the French president they'd all be speaking German if it wasn't for us, which is a true statement.
Yeah, a true statement twice over.
Twice over, separated by only 20-something years, as a matter of fact. I think there's a high likelihood that in Paris they were teaching German to the French school children after they took over. That most likely was happening, wasn't it?
Well, I know that a lot of the French, successful French writers during the occupation were going to Germany. They were learning German. They were copying German philosophers and German ideas. So, yeah, you were having Germany was going to be the dominant language, power, and culture of the continent of Europe at that point. You know, that was going to be it. It was going to be the language of the continent, just like Latin became the language of the Roman Empire.
Well, English has become the language of the continent. I've only been to Europe once, but I met Europeans from all over Europe, and they told me that English is the common language of Europe.
And that's the result, I think, of the fact that American values and ideas and American arms had made modern Europe possible.
That's what you're saying is true. There's more to it than that, but what you're saying is true, sir. When I was in Czech Republic, they told us that Czech school children have a choice of learning German or learning English, and they said, well, German's only spoken in Germany. English is spoken everywhere, so we pick English.
Well, you know, when you have America is a huge country, and of course the British spread English all over the world, you know, to the South Sea Islands, to Australia, to North America.
And they did. Jeff, we are out of time, sir. We'll have you back next Wednesday. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, that's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. you will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.